Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, I'm going to help my dad make Chinese chapatis.
Very yummy. Okay, the first thing we do, we make the dough, 2 cups of standard flour, and 2 cups of wholemeal flour.
Just roughly.
Okay, that's good. And the wholemeal flour, please. Okay, now let's prepare the yeast. Sack it up. Yeast, cut it open.
Now you get a cup of warm water and you just mix it with the yeast like that.
Yep, and then mix, stir with the wood spoon. So it's
dissolved.
Yeah, dissolved it.Okay, that's good enough, and then just pour it in the flour. Do you want to mix them up?
Okay. Don't we need some more warm water, Dad?
Yeah, let's pour the second cup in.
And make sure all the dry flour sticks together.
Yeah, that's pretty good now. It's about ready. Yep. I think I need to use my hand to finish it off at the end. So this is, looks about ready. Just pick up the last bit of the dry flour.
And now you just cover it with a lid and put it somewhere warm so it can rise for 2 to 3 hours.
Yes.This is what we prepared before.
Well, you take it out and you sprinkle some dry flour on the edges so it doesn't stick to your hands. And you just put it onto the board. Would you like to go, Dad?
Yep, okay. Let me help. Yep. So just...Because they are going to stick to the container, so to the bowl, so let's just take them out like this. There we go.And then lid on the bowl. Now it's okay. Now it's ready, so we cut it into a few pieces. Okay.Do you mind putting it back to the bowl?
No problem. Pieces? And it's better if they don't touch each other.
Now we prepare this. We say pinroll roll and spread some flour on both sides. Make sure it doesn't stick to either side.
Would you like some more flour, Dad?
Yes, please. Okay, that's good. Yep, I think that's good. Okay, I'm going to put a little bit of oil on top. It should be enough. And just spread it open even. Then put a little bit of salt on top. Just give a little bit of flavor.
Is that
okay,
enough?
That's good. Yes, and then do you mind to put the flour as well? Just to spread them evenly.
You need quite a lot of flour so it doesn't stick together.
Yeah, that's very important. So there will be middle layers. Okay, I think that's good. Let's just try to make them even. Now we roll it up. And seal the edge, just squeeze.
Would you like some help with
together.
That?
Yeah, sure. And at the end, just push it in and squeeze like that. And seal the end so that the oil won't go out. And then we cut it open.
In half.
In half, and then just seal the end again.
Want me to do this one?
Yes, please. Now, we squeeze this one to a flat round shape.
So you sort of twist and squeeze it.
Yes, exactly. And also you need a bit of flour so that it doesn't stick to your hand. Yeah, thank you. That's good, just like this. Then use fingers to press them down. More flour, please, on the
bowl.
Yeah. Thank you. Now, I just use the pin roll to
So this is about the right thickness. We don't want it too thick, or else it'll become too hard to cook. So that's why we need to make it a bit bigger.
Yeah, we are going to fry it in. Pan, on top of a pan. Okay, let's do the second one. Make it open. Yep, I think that's great. Now, we put them aside on top of a sushi roller for about 20 minutes so that can raise up a little bit, this one. Or put them on top of a plate, put some dry flour underneath so that make sure they don't stick to anywhere.
We're just gonna go enjoy the beautiful scenery. We'll be right back. And the bread is nicely puffed up. So now it's ready to fry.
Okay, let's go. Take it. A little bit of oil, not too much. And then, yeah, spray it open. Okay, that's good. And then put the chapati on top. And then shake it a little bit. Make sure it doesn't stick to the bottom. Okay, can you cover the lid so that it cook well?
Okay.
Yep. That's we're waiting. Okay, that's good. You see it's moving. So that means it doesn't stick to the bottom. And leave there for about 20 to 30 seconds and then turn to another side. So it's about ready. See the golden brown color is coming. Cover the pot with the lid. Wait for about 20 to 30 seconds. You can see the chapati actually puff up. Now we need to turn it around. Again, shake it, make sure it doesn't stick to the bottom. Cover the pot with lid.
So now we've finished preparing the Chinese chapatis, and we're going to make some vegetables to go with it, along with tofu.
So we got the mung bean sprouts, fresh soybean, tofu, sugar, and salt.
Should I cook them now, Dad?
Yes, let's go for it.
So you pour the oil in first, about a tablespoon along the bottom, and then you use a spatula and just put in the tofu. So now I'll add the salt and the sugar and a little bit of soy sauce too, enough to cover the tofu. So now the tofu is pretty much cooked, and we can cook the other vegetables.
I'm going to stir fry the soya and the mung bean sprouts. So I just put a little bit of oil there. Soybean first. And soy sauce. Okay, this soybeans, because they are fresh, so you don't want to cook them too long. So I just put the mung bean sprouts now. Okay, so the mung bean sprouts looks cooked well now. So I just stop, it's okay. Now I'm going to put the tofu back into the vegetable. Okay, now show you how to eat this Chinese chapati. So I cut it open from the middle. Separate them. You can see there are many middle layers. Well, a couple of middle layers. Now I filling the vegetable inside.
That looks delicious.
Do you want to have a bite?
Yes, please.
There we go. Yummy, huh? Good.
Thanks. Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We've enjoyed having your company, and we hope you enjoy our delicious Chinese chapatis.
Yay! Yummy, huh?
Mmm, these are delicious.
Mmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
I love the filling.
Mmm.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.